Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of February 2017, and this is the 529th Mole Out Loud podcast. I've just been relaxing a bit with a cup of tea and some Sunday or Saturday crosswords after a fairly intense morning. We had an open tower where I go bell ringing, and we had we had three tours this morning. And although we've worked it out, it's become much more streamlined than it used to be. We've worked out how long we need and who's doing what, but it's still quite a lot of work. We take people up to the ringing room and explain what we're doing and demonstrate what we're doing, and then we take them up to the roof of the tower and look at the belfry, and then we come down again and give them a go, and we have to orchestrate it quite well, because it's we have to make sure that nobody's going up the steps when other people are coming down. And that people are aware just how many steps there are, because sometimes they get stuck halfway up. So it's been a good morning, but it's been quite tiring trying to just oversee the whole thing. So I was really pleased. It's good doing something like that, that kind of sense of letting go after it's happened, and the sort of satisfaction that it's happened, and the satisfaction that it's happened well, as well as the relief of it being over and time to unwind. But I wasn't going to talk about today. I was going to talk about yesterday, because it was my mother's birthday, and I had planned to do my novel and in my writing time, and I decided that actually, because it was her birthday, I'd really like to work with her diaries. So I was working on her diaries for a few hours yesterday, just indexing and transcribing just gives you also a lot of, not only a familiarity with what's there, but it's a good sort of background occupation, and it feeds you, or feeds me, into how I might write whatever I write using these diaries, however I might do this memoir. So it was a lovely way to keep engaged during the day, and to appreciate my mother. And I'm really glad. It was a bit like a carpe diem. I think these days are important, having particular days to remember particular things. And I did have something else planned, but it was quite clear to me that this was what I needed to do. So that was what I was going to say. It was a sort of carpe diem idea, I suppose. This is the day that this happened, and so this is what I'm going to do. I was also reminded a bit of carpe diem when I was listening to Michael Knobbs talking about that energy rush before having a cold. I've certainly noticed that in the past, and so I quite often know that it's very likely that I'm about to get sick when I get that energy surge. And that is a bit of a carpe diem too. If you know that you're going to, that it's possible that you're going to be ill, and you do have an energy surge, then there are a whole range of things it's really good to do, so that you know that when you're unwell, you have those things around you, that you're not I'm thinking in terms of having clean sheets and any medication. Well, not that you know what's going to happen, but sort of basic things like Kleenex that you have around you, and maybe a couple of cooked things. So it's that sort of idea of recognizing the moment and living with it. I'd also did something like this. It wasn't quite, not quite the same, but a couple of years ago, I decided to recognize each month. I've, for quite a while, had a real horror of summer in Australia. Part of it is that I don't enjoy being hot, and I also I don't work very well, and I find it the light, so much light, really quite distressing. But it's also that there's usually a bushfire danger as well. And it was getting to the point where, come October, I was beginning to already feel really uneasy about the summer. I mean, October is really mid-spring here. Gosh, I'm still really topsy-turvy with my springs and summers in Australia. So it meant, you know, if I was beginning to feel uneasy in October, it meant that I had a pretty good 6 months ahead of me in which to feel unease. And at that point, I decided that I would try and differentiate the months of the summer so that I didn't see summer as a clump, so that I could see what I liked about each of those months. Sometimes it could be a particular flower that was out, or a particular fruit that had ripened, or it might be the passing of the longest day, or it might be some other celebration. And that way it stopped being this huge, great, overwhelming clump, and I could enjoy at least some aspects of it, of each month of the summer. I also decided to make a note of the activities that I did enjoy doing in summer, like washing my woolens and how much I enjoyed having dry and sun-dried washing, that sort of thing. So again, it was a bit of a carpe diem as well, instead of just wishing the whole summer over. So that's been my little bit of thinking today. It was really lovely spending yesterday morning with my mum, finding her some flowers. There are very few flowers around in the garden today. Midsummer is when we have fewest flowers in Australian summers. We usually have flowers all through the winter. Although, for some reason, the tower opening today was as part of a floral festival. I'm not entirely sure why we would have a floral festival when there are so few flowers about. But we do. It's also the Wooden Boat Festival, which is rather lovely to look at from the top of the tower. I do hope that you've had a good couple of days, and that you have been able to be in the day that you are and find something to enjoy within it. I hope today is a good one for you, and tomorrow, that this is a nice weekend. And I really look forward to talking to you again on Monday.